Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. With the US economy expanding at its fastest rate in 2 years, at 4.3% growth rate, check out what this means for the Indian markets in N. Mahalakshmi's sharp take on why she thinks this will make it harder for foreign investors to come back to India, especially with a weakening rupee. On Christmas Eve, Ishan Gera has an interesting piece on why Christmas decorations in the US are likely more expensive this year after the Trump administration's decision to impose steep tariffs on China and India. He writes that these two countries account for more than 90% of festive merchandise imports. The United States' decision to scrap the traditional H-1B visa lottery and overhaul the selection mechanism is unlikely to materially disrupt large Indian IT services companies. Rishabh Shaw and Debangana Ghosh write that Indian IT companies have already reduced their dependence on deploying junior talent on-site after the Trump administration's earlier decision to hike visa fees to $100,000. After a series of IPOs were priced significantly below grey market levels, several unlisted stocks have now corrected sharply. Ravindra Sonavane writes that some of these stocks have fallen by as much as 50%, leading to some panic and chaos in the grey market. Despite the rupee slipping against the US dollar to an all-time low, the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee decided to cut interest rates earlier this month. Saugata Bhattacharya, external member of the MPC, told Manish Suvarna that the primary driving force behind this decision was low inflation. The Supreme Court recently reopened a property dispute between ISKCON Mumbai and ISKCON Bengaluru over the ownership of the iconic Hare Krishna Hill in Bengaluru. The dispute started 25 years ago as a civil case, with the Bengaluru chapter claiming that it is an independent society registered in Karnataka. Pavan Burugula brings you the details from this fight between the two ISKCONs. India's fragrance market, valued at $2 billion, is set to double by 2030. Smelling the opportunities, both global and homegrown brands are racing to gain market share through a mix of offline and online offerings. Aishwarya Nair writes about this market, which now has celebrities launching their own brands to appeal to both the luxury as well as the regular Indian buyer. Not too long ago, collecting 100 crore rupees at the box office was a big deal for any Hindi movie. Today, that figure is the target for regional cinema. Mariam Faruqui spoke to producers across the Gujarati movie industry after the industry recorded its first 100 crore rupee hit, Lalo. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.